Let's get to it and welcome Ira David Levy to The Outspoken Cyclist. Ira David, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Diane. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the idea of a television series about cycling has been bandied about for a lot of years. You're the one, though, who actually made it happen. So would you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about your show.
Sure. I started out in professional media in upstate New York, in radio and television. Worked for CNN in Atlanta for a little while, and pretty much branched out on my own to pursue a freelance print career. But for the past 16 years, I had been actually teaching college media studies and journalism here in Chicago. And that's been quite rewarding, but I got to a point in my life where I felt things were compartmentalized. I had my teaching in one corner of my life, I had my cycling passions in another, my freelance print career someplace else, and you know, like we all live our lives like this, we move in and out of different parts throughout our week and our month and our year, and that's all fine, but I got to a point where I desired a new professional challenge, and so I took some time, I tapped into myself, I asked how I can harmonize all of my passions into a single idea. So one day while I was driving to the college, it came to me like a light bulb just kind of shot through me, and I knew that I had found it. And that idea was I was going to produce a national TV series that would inspire others to ride and enjoy their bikes.
And you were driving your car at the time.
I was driving my car at the time.
By the way, that doesn't surprise me. It's like some people get their ideas in the shower. Some people get their ideas in their car.
Wherever it comes from.
Exactly. You have a lot of history with bicycling to begin with. And that was all before you actually came up with your show idea.
That's right.
So could you fill us in a little bit on what kind of riding you were doing? And I'm especially interested in the education program that you put together for surviving children of the 9/11 disaster.
Right. Well, a lot of the riding that I've done in my my adult life really has been long distance riding, where I'm going out for a week long trip, someplace with some friends. I've also done a lot of nonprofit charitable, week long events to raise money for good causes. And there was one particular summer, summer of 2002, well, a year before prior, I was planning to ride in parts of Europe, but then 9/11 took place, and I really wanted to go back to New York. I'm born and raised in New York City. I wanted to go back there and volunteer, help out, do what I can. My family lives very close to where the World Trade Center stood, New World Trade Center now is standing. But I couldn't because I have my own teaching career going on. So I just kind of, something, again, at that time also another light bulb idea. I was going to cancel my biking trip in Europe and instead ride across the United States and raise college funds for children who lost parents in 9/11.
What a great idea. I don't think anybody has ever mentioned anything like that. And obviously, many of these children would have lost the opportunity for education if their parents are gone. So is that program still in place?
Not really. It was a long time ago.
Okay.
We donated every single penny that we raised, and we went to the Twin Towers Orphan Fund. Now, I think that fund does still exist. But the 9/11 New York Education Ride, which is what I called my ride, my event, it doesn't really exist anymore. Our website is still up. People can go and enjoy it and look at our daily ride and blogs and experiences. But and if they want, they can donate something to the Twin Towers Orphan Fund. But I'm not really part of that right now.
Got it. So let's talk about Pedal America, because I think that many of us who are cyclists and who have been in the cycling world have always said, how come there's not a show about bicycling on television? And now there is. So tell us the basic premise of the show, and then we'll get into sort of the nuts and bolts of how it got put together.
Sure. Well, the basic premise is very simple, which I kind of alluded to already, and that is we want people to get on their bikes and enjoy riding, just like they did when they were kids. The series does not focus on the images that most people see in the media and in magazines, the Lance Armstrongs and, you know, wearing spandex. And, you know, usually when people think of bicycling, they often think of, if it's mountain biking, they think of, you know, having to careen over mountaintops, you know, and jump off of cliffs and, you know, be 10 feet in the air and look all sporty and soupy. And with road bikes, is people, you know, riders zooming past with their spandex and, you know, 25 miles an hour. And our show is nothing about that at all. It is all about recreational cycling, travel by bicycle for the everyday person. And we also try to address a lot of the perceived barriers that people do have about cycling, that it's not safe, that, you know, I don't look good in spandex, I don't like helmet hair, you know, those kinds of things, because it is safe. We just need to, people just need to be educated, like in everything else.
So you choose a venue, and then you sort of build a topic around that venue, and you seem to find local people to get involved with you for each show.
That's right. How do
you choose your topics and your venues?
That's a great question. I usually start with the League of American Bicyclists in Washington, D.C., or the International Mountain Bicycling Association, which is based in Boulder. The League of American Bicyclists has a rating system for cities and townships and even businesses that are bicycle-friendly. I think that's a really great place to start, because one of the criteria I have for places where we go to, a location needs to be bicycle-friendly or working toward becoming more bicycle-friendly, or at least that they have the desire to and that they're trying to figure it out. Because if I'm going to encourage people to explore a place by bicycle, that they should have the safe, that they should be safe, that they should have the infrastructure that's going to help them feel comfortable and to be safe.
So I watched several of the episodes. For example, I think in several of them, you were actually riding an upright bike, flat bar bike.
That's
and,
right.
You know, you're wearing kind of the looser clothes. You were wearing a jersey and you were, you know, sort of just riding along and talking with people. It seems like it's casual and informative. And I was learning stuff about the areas where you were cycling.
Well, that's what we want to do, and that, really, that is the bottom line. Again, to show people that you don't need to wear spandex, you can wear your T-shirt and shorts or whatever it is that makes you comfortable, and go out and just have a good time and talk, just as you might be out with your friend or family member on a trail someplace and just going at a leisurely pace and having a good old time. That's what it's really all about. And so that's what we show on the series. But we want it to be educational as well. You know, I feel like the travel aspect offers the broad appeal, but we also want people to know that there are certain things that you do need to pay attention to keep yourselves and other people around you safe. So, and also we want people to feel connected to their bikes.
I'd like to take one moment to remind our listeners we're speaking with Ira David Levy. He is the producer and host of Pedal America, a PBS television series. And we're going to talk a little more about the nuts and bolts of the series. So the first season is, as they say, in the can. That was 2012. How many episodes were there?
We did 7.
Nice.
We produced 7 episodes for season number 1. And we are planning to produce 10 for season 2.
Because PBS has a tendency to rerun things, is it still running?
Yes.
In certain, okay.
Yes, many of the PBS stations around the country are continuing to rebroadcast season 1. In fact, the series also airs on PBS's Create TV network, and we are continually running on that 3 times a week.
Nice.
Yes, and our promos start soon, too.
For season 2?
I think they're just general promos about the series.
Got it. So do you have a staff who help to research and do your writing, or are you, you know, like a one-man band?
No, I'm not a one-man person, but I do have, I do most of the preliminary research and writing of the scripts, and then I will sit down with my production manager, Stephanie Rabiola, and we will hash things out, and she will often take the lead from there in coordinating a lot of the logistics for the episodes. But I do have a wonderful crew around me. I have a couple of other, you know, producers who help me with, you know, the business end and social media and sponsorship. And, of course, I have a great field crew, videographers and sound mixers, and we have terrific editors. So I do have a lot of people around me.
How long does it take to actually produce an episode? What kind of time frame is it?
Well, when we're out in the field, we usually give ourselves about 4 to 5 days to shoot an entire 30-minute episode. It takes time. We have to, we're traveling, we're moving equipment around the country. We have to be prepared for the unexpected, so it's important to have those 4 or 5 days, although sometimes we get it done in 3.5 to 4 days. And then use the other time wisely. But then there's a lead time once we get back to Chicago and we sit down and go into the editing room and get the episodes mastered. It's about another, that process is a little longer. That takes about 3 months.
How are you funding the show? I know it can't be inexpensive to produce a television series.
It's not inexpensive. you're correct. Sponsorship, basically, that is it, sponsorship. We try to, it's kind of a funny thing for me. It's very important for me to align myself with partners that share similar messaging and like-minded brandedness and worldviews. It's not easy at all to go after any sponsor. But it's important to me to find sponsors that really share our direction and our philosophy, because I think that makes it a win-win situation for everybody. And I want my sponsors to succeed along with us. And we are succeeding. We're building our brand to take some time, but we are succeeding, and I want our sponsors to succeed as well. But it's a long and daunting process.
I noticed that your sponsors are people like a car company and I think it's Healthy Oats.
Better Oats. Yeah,
Better Oats.
We're thrilled to have Subaru of America as our anchor sponsor, and Better Oats Oatmeal as one of our sponsors. Subaru has a very, very environmentally conscious brand. And, of course, Better Oats is a very health-oriented brand.
Right.
So we're very happy to – we think it's a nice combination. We're happy to have them.
So can you give us a little preview of Season 2? Do you know where you're going, or have you already done some of the preliminary work? Obviously, you must have.
Well, yes. pretty much all of our locations are set, except for, I think, one. But pretty much we know where we're going to be. I can give you a few places. I don't really...
You don't want to tip your hand.
We will be in the nation's capital. We plan to be in parts of Washington State, Tennessee, North Carolina, and... where else? Boy, so we're actually, Vermont, and we're actually going to be in Canada.
Nice. Well, you know, the invitation, I made this invitation before, is that you can always come to Northeast Ohio. We'll show you a good time here.
We would love to at some point. In fact, you know, we actually have a nice following in different cities in Ohio.
Well, and we have a really nice national park here that I don't know how much it gets talked about nationally, but the Cuyahoga Valley National Recreation Area is really very beautiful and is more bicycle friendly than it's been in a long time. So how does a station choose to carry Pedal America, and do you have a part in that?
Right. Great question. The presenting station for Pedal America here in Chicago is WTTW National Productions. They're the station that we're working with. And what they do once Our episodes are mastered and complete. They are distributed through American Public Television, WTCW. They will do outreach to the other stations. There's also American Public Television also has a marketplace that takes place on a quarterly basis that all PBS stations, public television stations, are part of, where shows are presented to them and they get to pick and choose which shows they'd like to pick up. And those that don't maybe pick up our series or someone else's series right away, the presenting station will usually do outreach. But right now, we're in more than 87% of public television's household reach, so we're doing quite well.
I guess for
our first season.
Well, I am just thrilled that there is a television series about bicycling that allows everyday people to see how they can get on a bike and go and ride. I just think it's awesome.
Well, thank you, Dan. You know, I feel like the time is right for a show like Pedal America. We have some real challenges in this country right now. We have obesity, climate change, financial hardships, and I feel bicycling addresses all of these issues. First of all, it's exercise. You get a chance to go out there, even if it's just 1 mile or 2 miles a day in your own neighborhood. You're out there. You're doing something for your for the benefit of your body. It reduces carbon emissions. It's less expensive than gas. It's, you know, it's practically free to get on your bike. And again, we're not anti-car, but it is. And you know, there are a lot of articles out there right now in newspapers like USA Today and the Wall Street Journal that are publishing articles on the growing trend. Bicycling is a growing trend. Infrastructure is being installed across the country to make cycling safer and more comfortable for people who do want to get on their bikes. Companies are offering incentives and facilities to encourage their employees to bike to work. And if you go online to a lot of these travel websites like the Pricelines and the Expedias and those kinds of those services, hotels are listing local bike shops and rental opportunities, and a lot of hotel chains are also starting to offer bicycles complimentary with rooms. So we feel the timing is right.
I think you're right. I couldn't agree with you more. Well, Ira David, I so appreciate you taking the time to tell us about Pedal America, and I look forward to season two. When will the first episode air in 2013?
Well, we're working on that right now.
Okay.
A lot of that is contingent upon when we can secure all of the funding, because as being a financially responsible producer, I don't start production until I know I have every penny secured to deliver everything I need for our sponsors and for them to succeed. So as soon as we do that, we'll be able to start production and then finalize those dates. But if I have just a minute, we are trying something new. It's just an idea that we're trying. We did launch a Kickstarter campaign.
Did you? Good for you.
We did, just to produce one episode. We wanted to produce a winter episode, and but we wanted to try something new and try and do it without corporate sponsorship so that we can get on the air just a little bit earlier. So we're trying that, and we'll see what happens.
Has it already launched?
The Kickstarter campaign has launched. I think we have like 10 days left.
Very cool. So if somebody's interested in finding out about the Kickstarter, they would go to, what, Pedal America on Kickstarter?
Actually, they can get the link on our Facebook page, but they can also go to Kickstarter. I think it's Kickstarter.com, and I think that they click on the film and video section and someplace we're in there.
Very cool. Well, again, I wish you a lot of luck. I look forward to seeing Pedal America on our local public television station, and I hope you have a great holiday season.
Thank you, Diane, and I really appreciate the time and being here with you and your listeners. We do have, as I said, a nice following in Ohio, so I appreciate it, being able to reach out to them.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Stay well. Happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye.
Ira David, who is the producer and host of Pedal America on PBS, joined us from Chicago, Illinois.
Isn't it cool that there's a TV series about cycling?
I've got to go watch some of these because I've seen a few attempts, shall we say, in the past.
He does a nice job. Yeah, he does a nice job.
I've never seen anything that really really struck me. So I'm curious as to I want to see this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just let you come to your own conclusions. But I learned some cool things about each of the places he went. There's some history, which I like. You know, it's like living vicariously through Ira David's bicycle trips.
I like the approach of taking a non-enthusiast's point of view with it and just trying to make it about, you know, people who happen to ride bikes as opposed to cyclists.
Right.
I think that's a good take.
I think so, too.
Well, it's a good time for us to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to have some news.
We are.
And then talk to Joe Friel about power meters.
Yes, we will.
Stay tuned for that right after this on The Outspoken Cyclist.